This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now we have on the phone our next guest with us. We've got Simon Gregg, who's a director of the Gippsland Arts Gallery. Now, welcome to the show, Simon.
Hello. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you on here, Simon. Now, we like to start off the show by just having a little bit of a chat about your background, how you got into the art sort of sector, and how you got to where you are. So now you're obviously the director of the gallery. How did you get started in that sort of field, basically?
Yeah. Oh well, as a child, I just loved drawing, making art. Went through art school and I actually trained to be a painter, and of course that doesn't make you qualified to do anything at all. So I ended up volunteering at the Heidi Museum of Modern Art in Melbourne. Oh. Ended up getting my first job there and spent about 8 years, and I worked in a few other different museums and galleries over the years, and ended up coming back to Gippsland because I actually grew up in Gippsland, in South Gippsland. So yep. For me it was a very logical next step, is sort of coming full circle, and I've been here in Sunnysale for the last 12 years now. It's been fantastic.
Right.
Oh, okay. And when you said about, I suppose, started as an artist, because we talked to a lot of directors, Simon, and I didn't assume that you were an artist, because a lot of times we have administrators that work in the area. But so you actually, you trained to be an artist and then decided to move into the more curating sort of directing area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it sort of became very natural to me. I ended up becoming a spectacularly failed artist. I sort of single-handedly brought down a commercial gallery. but what I... I won't go into that story just now, but what I ended up doing was I found it much more natural to hang other artists' work in my own studio. And I kind of... You know, that became my art practice in a sense. So for me, I came to it very organically, and I ended up studying art curatorship and just absolutely fell in love with it. And I knew that... I wanted to spend my life promoting good artists and all the wonderful artists out there, as opposed to promoting my own very mediocre art.
Right.
So that's been my course over the last 20 years or so.
So let's talk about the Archibald. I don't know if we've ever heard about it at all. What's the Archibald? We're joking,
What's
of course.
Archibald?
Well, of course, we're joking.
Phew, I wasn't sure there for a moment. look, it's we are so excited to have the show here in Gippsland this year. It's the first time the Archibald ever come to Victoria east of Melbourne, particularly as we have this beautiful new facility at the Port of Sale, which opened just a few years ago. We share the building with the Sale Library and the Visitor Information Centre and Cafe.
Excellent.
And it has just been, it's such a stunning building. You have to see it to believe it. More so the interior. Actually, it's a retrofit for the old Esso building from the 1970s. So if you love 70s brutalism, you'll love the building facade. But it's quite extraordinary on the inside, with a huge open space and natural light. And we just love working there. And every visitor who comes in, you just see their jaws drop. And there's so much to see and do. And, you know, Sale is one of those really, I think, undiscovered gems in Gippsland. I remember as a kid, we just drove through it on the way to somewhere else. It wasn't the sort of place where you stopped. It's not like that at all now. There is so much to see and do in town. And literally, as I speak, we are on the Archibald bus doing the sights of Sale.
Right. Well, it sounds as if you were doing a tour of, like you were selling the Sale very well there. But let's get back to the Archibald. As you said, it comes into Victoria every year, and we talk about it at the different galleries it pops up in. So this is a great one for you guys to get.
Absolutely, because it's the centenary of the Archibald this year. So very fitting that the winning portrait by Peter Wegner, it depicts that the centre of his work is Guy Warren, who himself has just turned 100, and he is a fellow artist who himself won the Archibald Prize about 35 years ago or so, with a portrait of Max Gillies. So it's kind of the Archibald coming full circle. So it's a real privilege for us to be hosting the show in this centenary year. Also because there are 52 artists who've been selected for this year's show, and for the first time there is gender parity. So we've got 26 women and 26 men represented. And it's been such a great environment in the exhibition. The atmosphere has been fantastic. People are coming out, I think, for the first time in a long time. It's a really COVID-safe environment. I do want to stress that. We're working to the 20 people per space and face masks and social distancing and all of that. But that said, it's as good an atmosphere as we've had there for the last 2 years, really.
Right.
And Simon, the actual pieces that are on show, is that a sort of a standard exhibition? Like, you know, obviously the Archibald tours various regions of Australia. So do you get a say? Do they change it around depending on which state it's going to, or are they giving you all the finalists for the prize?
So we've got the whole exhibition here. Yeah. So they don't dictate how we hang it. So we make it fit our own gallery as we see fit. But it's almost as if our gallery's just been designed for the Archibald. It's just the perfect fit. And at the same time, we're also showcasing the best of Gippsland work in an adjacent gallery. So that's really for visitors to Gippsland who don't know anything about the region and are curious to learn more. So everyone that's come through, we found, you know, that in almost every case, they're coming for the Archibald because that is the famous brand. Mm. But they're staying for the Gippsland exhibition, and they're going on to journey through the rest of the building and around the Port of Sale, around town, and then on to Greater Gippsland, where there is so much to see and do.
Yeah. Okay, you're back on your tour again. Hey, but the actual Archibald is such an important part of portraiture art here in Australia, and it's very, very famous. It must be an honour for the gallery to have this exhibition, and it seems to, as you said, it's a draw card for your gallery. Did you have to fight hard to get it, or was it your turn?
just a lot of patience and probably a bit of nagging as well. When we opened this facility in January 2018, we were joking all along that this has been built for shows like the Archibald. And that was really our thinking all along. That went into the architect's plans in 2014, 2015. We said to them, build it as if it's going to host the Archibald. And so for us, you know, it was really just a matter of time. We were originally, I think when we got in touch with the gallery in Sydney, they said it's about a 5 or 6 year wait time. I think we were able to jump our spot in the queue a little bit. Maybe just through nagging, I'm not quite sure. But we were able to take it on this year. And I suppose, obviously, it was originally planned as a sort of post-bushfire, post-COVID recovery event when we first announced that we had it a year ago. But here we are still in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But that said, we are just so happy to have the doors open at this stage to regional Victorians. We are looking forward to welcoming all of our friends from Melbourne down, fingers crossed when those restrictions ease in early November. Because I know everyone in Melbourne is just busting to get out at the moment. And what better place to come than Sale?
Yep.
In beautiful Gippsland. Now, I won't go back on the tour again.
All right, thank you. So are you going to extend it? Because it finishes on the 21st of November. Will you extend or have you've got commitments with other exhibitions?
We would absolutely love to extend it. It isn't just up to us, though. I know the tour is locked in. It is scheduled to go back up to the Hazelhurst Arts Centre after it's done its run in Gippsland, and they're due to open early December.
Oh,
if, for whatever reason, they are unable to take the show, then obviously, yes, we'll be having that conversation with the Art Gallery New South Wales who create the exhibition and are responsible for it. But at this stage, we will be closing come 21st of November.
All right.
And that's why we're just crossing all of our fingers and toes that Melbourne can get out and see the show before that happens.
Absolutely. Simon, with your gallery, like so many of the regional galleries now, are doing more and more little blockbusters. You know, you've got this right now. What have you got coming next year, or aren't you telling us at this stage? Have you got any little blockbusters coming up?
Yeah, we're actually, at the moment, there's a show in Canberra of the Afghanistan war rugs, which are extraordinarily beautiful but sad.
Mm.
artworks, exquisitely crafted, but they, they're sort of traditional rug designs that have been done in Afghanistan, but they have, you know, guns and tanks and missiles and all sorts of things in them. So that'll come down to us later next year. That is going to look spectacular in the gallery. I know it's been in the Drill Hall in Canberra, and they just haven't been able to open the show there with the lockdown, so we've been negotiating with them. We've got a few other exciting shows, but on the whole, we are showcasing our own local talent. The Gunai Kurnai, they're our traditional owners here in Gippsland. They are at the heart of everything we do, so we've got a couple of really exciting projects coming mid-year to celebrate NAIDOC Week. We're doing a lot with the emerging generation of artists here in Gippsland. And we're also celebrating some of our elders as well. So in Alton, we're showing 87-year-old John Barak, who sort of got his start in Gippsland back in the 1950s. He's sort of been overlooked, if I'm honest, in the last couple of decades. But he's just making some of the best work he's ever made in his life now.
Brilliant.
Very, very landscape. Yeah. You probably call it more traditional. But he's incredibly inventive and incredibly accomplished at what he does. So we really look to cover all the, you know, the full span of the full spectrum of art. We do a lot of not just painting and sculpture, but we do wood exhibitions, textile, ceramics, glass. We really cover the full spectrum here. So there really is something for everyone.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, let's hope we can get down there to see this exhibition, yes. The Archibald Prize exhibition, yes. Of course, until the 21st of November at the Gippsland Art Gallery. Simon, thanks so much for talking to us and have fun on your little trip today.
Thanks so much for your time. And if you're looking for more information, you can jump onto archibaldprizegippsland.com.au. All the information about how to come down to sale and what you can see and do is all on there.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and for our regional listeners, it's actually already open. So,
so head on down. What are you waiting for?
Exactly. Get on down there. Thanks so much, Simon.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye. We've been talking to Simon Gregg here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.